Supplemental Reading: The Story of Atlantis. This is a summary of the story of Atlantis as told by Plato around 360 BC in his dialogues Timaeus and Critias. Plato may have used the story of Atlantis to demonstrate what happens when a nation's rulers become unlawful. Over 11,000 years ago, Atlantis was a very rich city located in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. The climate on the island was so good that two harvests were possible each year. The island's people were noble and powerful, and their rulers influenced Europe and Africa. Because Atlantis was an island, it was subject to Poseidon, the god of the sea. Poseidon fell in love with a woman, Clito, and made a home for her on top of a hill in the middle of the island. Clito's sons became the first rulers of Atlantis. Poseidon cared very much for Atlantis and its people. He carved canals around the city to protect it. Poseidon also created hot and cold water springs from the ground. Atlanteans always had fresh water to drink and warm water for bathing. Poseidon also gave the city a list of laws to follow. As long as the people adhered to Poseidon's laws, Atlanteans enjoyed a beautiful life. Over time, however, the people became greedy and arrogant, ignoring Poseidon's laws. When Zeus saw their immoral lifestyle, the gods decided to destroy Atlantis with a powerful flood. In just one day, the island, city, people, and all traces of their existence were swallowed by the ocean.